Hey, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. We are filming season 3, day 4, and we've had so many exciting, interesting guests this week. I can't wait for you to all hear about them and all the amazing things that are going on in our community and beyond. Today is no exception. I have in studio today Maudra McDonald, founder and owner of M Public Relations, who makes it all happen, tells the story, and her actual tagline for her company is, "Who's telling your story?" So, Maudra McDonald, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we'll tell a little funny story just to, like, you know, loosen up and set the stage that we actually had a podcast yesterday, and then we had some, you know, some issues and things like that. So this is redo.
Yes.
And we'll just make it all the better than it was yesterday, and it was really good yesterday.
Yes, it was. Okay. So see how today goes.
Yes, today's going to be great.
Yes.
So you and I go way back 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you worked for our company, the Idea Boutique, before we even had the magazine, and you were there for 5 years, and we had such a good relationship, and we had so many fun jaunts that we had with some very interesting clients locally and the Turks and Caicos and Savannah and Tennessee and lots of other places that we had a good time with. You did a great job. You started interning with us when you were 23. You gave us 5 hard, long years, because I do have a joke that working for our company is like tantamount to being in the Marines. So you were in the Marines for 5 years, basically, right?
Right.
And then you went out on your own. So proud of you. And you're super young then, even when you started your own company, too. Mm-hmm. And that was a big deal for you to do that. Talk about that time of your life, the genesis of what you were doing and the great opportunities that seemed to be organically presenting themselves to you at that time.
When I found the courage to go out on my own?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was very much a time of transition and just trying to figure out what I was going to do. Being young, 28, and just trying to figure out like my next step, because mm-hmm. working for you and the company, I definitely, you know, I felt like this was the best agency in town. So where am I going to go outside of here? Am I going to move out of the area, or am I going to go work for somebody else? And like, who am I going to work for? And so for like a few months, I kind of like spun my wheels and, you know, dabbled in some freelancing and found myself starting to take out some cash advances on credit cards, which I had not done before. And things became very apparent that I was going to, like, my back was against the wall and I had to figure out what I was going to do. So I ended up ultimately deciding to start my own company. And I did have a good pep talk from a friend of mine that's a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
That I'll give a shout out to, Shane Reynolds.
Yes. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane. Who owns Color Earth Productions. And I remember a conversation I had with him one night when we were at the bowling alley, and he, it was just about, you know, who am I to go into business for myself at such a young age, and what could I offer? And he said the right things, and it was just the final push that I needed to, kind of the atta girl to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so I did.
You did.
And
it proved very successful from very early on.
You know,
I mean, you were destined to do it. You know, it was amazing, and you had such a voice back then that was your own and unique, and, you know, you weren't copying anybody else, you were being you, and that was like very obvious and apparent, and it was just, you know, good work, as you are still doing.
Thank
right
you.
Now I'm taking it back in my mind to, you know, the beginning and watching it, you mm-hmm. know.
Yes.
So some of your big clients at the beginning that you had, just a little shout out, because it was the beginning of the company, YOLO Board, and who else was at the beginning? Like, that was a big one.
YOLO Board was within a few months of opening, and that was thanks to Ramona Robbins. That was a referral. Ramona Robbins Reynolds, the wife of Shane Reynolds. So as everyone knows who's been here long enough, it is a small town.
Very small.
And we're a tight group of creatives. And that, I think, was all divinely lined up, like everything. But yes, I linked up with YOLO Board a few months into my company, and that was an amazing opportunity. They had been maybe a year into having birthing YOLO Board, and it was just really good timing. And we synced up. And
I do remember something from yesterday that I think is a key thing to mention about that, and that is the craze of, you know, YOLO boarding, I mean, you know, paddle boarding and all that, like, had not really taken off yet. So they started it, I guess I'd call it ahead of the curve. And so you were
definitely
basically
in the state
marketing
of Florida
something.
And in the Southeast, yes.
Yeah, and you had, you would get press, like, I just remember press, like, constantly. You were getting in the big, the surfing magazine, you know, just like all the, all that you needed to do to get exposure for
it was
them.
An amazing client to have for our first client. I mean, it was a lot of the boxes were checked, that it was just ripe, and the magazines were very receptive to it, and the story, and Tom Losey and Jeff Archer, the founders. I mean, it was all there, and it was just a matter of, like, piecing it all together. And they were genuine; their heart was in it, and the product was amazing, and it still is. And so it was an amazing first client.
Yeah, well, that set you up, you know, just for success, really. You know, I mean, it's great to start out, and you're not, like, you know, floundering, because that was not a flounder at all. That was like a trajectory that just, like, kept going and going. So I remember at the time, when you were, like, knee deep into, like, the success of YOLO Board and all the press that you were getting and everything, I think that's around the same time that you graced the cover of V Magazine with a vintage throwback gorgeous swimsuit fashion shoot that Ramona Robbins Reynolds was also the photographer on. There's a lot of shout outs to the Reynolds family today.
I love Shane and Ramona.
I know. Yes. So I'm just going to show the audience here what that looks like. And here is Ramona. I mean, here is Mondra
Ramona's
on the
work.
Cover. And Ramona's work Ramona's with work. This amazing shoot. And then just two of, like, many, many pages that are in the magazine. One of my favorites, I say that about all of them, I'm told, every single one, but I don't believe it, but it's probably true. But this really was, like, a crowd pleaser and a standout issue, and it was something that, like, everybody loved. And one thing that I didn't ask you about yesterday, which I'm so glad I get to ask you about today, is what was it like for you being on the cover of a magazine? And the response that you got, because I thought the response was wildly epic of people in our town, in our area. And then when you went to stores, if you saw it at Publix or when you were checking out, what was that like, CoverGirl?
I mean, the first word that came to mind, you already kind of said it, was wild and surreal. And to be on the other side, because even to this day, and it may always be like this, I feel more comfortable being, you know, part of the production behind the scenes and love showing spotlight on the clients and those involved. So it was surreal, and it was like a gradual process of processing it, because I underestimated how long of a shelf life it would have. Years later, people would still, if I ran into them and hadn't seen them in a while, would acknowledge, and you just don't realize how much it gets
that's
dispersed.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So fun.
Yes.
So.
And I didn't tell anybody
that you were going to be on it?
No. So that was another sort of layer of it, of people just being like, what?
Yeah. Well, the segue that, I mean, I wanted to show this as I did yesterday, but the segue kind of to this is also when you had such a big fan base, like, through all of the contacts and networking through YOLO Board at the time. And then I remember, not knowing what this was about, but seeing this beautiful photo of you, and then you have some mask on, and everyone's, like, wild about it. And I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Yes.
But it seems like it's mean, you know? Like, why is this mask covering your face, and what was it? So explain to me again.
My memory is not 100%, but I believe it was at the time, and for many years, YOLO Board was hosting a YOLO Board race series locally every Thursday. Where they would invite the community to come out, and there would be teams and just other opportunity for people to be introduced to the sport and the lifestyle of YOLO Board. And the MC, Corey Davis, who is now works for 30A.com, at the time he was the MC, and I'm pretty sure he photoshopped a luchador mask over me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Because I think around then they had maybe a team or just some of them that were coming out wearing luchador masks. I can't totally remember.
It was wildly, you know, like, people were, like, crazy.
Having fun with it and just, yes.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah. So very fun. So might a good segue from that experience then be how many years later when your brother moved into town and he opened up his new second chapter of his life with Pedego.
Pedego electric bikes.
And then
Pedego 30A.
You can take it from there about how what you did for, you know, your brother and his business too. And so fun to have him move here with his family, and that was awesome.
Yes. So my brother moved here after retiring from the Coast Guard. He grew up, as I did, in Destin. And after he graduated from high school, he joined the Coast Guard, moved away. And after, I believe it was 23 years, he relocated here and was, after retirement, and was looking at doing his second chapter. And so, unbeknownst to me, he decided to become a Pedego dealer and open up a Pedego dealership here that he has at Watercolor. And he was the first to introduce electric bikes to the area. And it just sort of started one day with, like, it might have been a group text with our family, of him sending a photo of a bike he was riding in Rhode Island, where my other brother Kyle lives. I think that was the first time he might have demoed the bikes. Yeah. But he was just sold on the idea. And next thing I know, he's moved back here. And this was when he had this idea. I think I was pregnant with my oldest Olivia at the time, because I do remember my first memory of riding a Pedego. I was pregnant, but he was careful and he gave me the demo, and and it was all safe. It was in my neighborhood. But I remember being pretty pregnant and, but trusting my brother and,
Jason Medina.
Yes.
By the way,
Jason Medina. Sorry. And so from there on out, he started to move forward on finding a location. And so next thing I know, I'm a mom with Olivia, and he's opened up his Pedego.
I didn't know that coincided with your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I thought it was years before that. But anyway, shout out to Jason, because he was more than ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And like he jumped onto something that was going to be, you know, incredibly popular. And who knew that all of this electric bike craze was going to hit the country and beyond, but also 30A. And that was a real good move for him to make. He knows what he has a good. He's a good entrepreneur.
He does. Yes, yes. He's a natural. And that was like a, so since I've had my business, there's definitely, as with anything, you have different seasons. Mm-hmm. And so there was, you know, the earlier seasons before kids, and then he was definitely there. It was divine timing for when he made the decision to relocate back here. And my mom is still in the same house we grew up in. So that was all really special to have him come back.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, I mean, this, we're having, you know, a good conversation. And this, we're obviously want to focus on your business too and where you are now. We'll talk about some other things as well. But just while it's top of mind, who are some of your clients that you're working with today so we can make sure that we give them a shout out?
Yes. Yes. So today, well, I'll have to first and foremost give a shout out to Dave Roshkob, owner of Bud Nally's restaurants, which are Bud Nally's Pizza Bar in Trattoria and Taco Bar. Mm-hmm. And he is also the owner, co-owner of Black Bear Bread Company.
Which you worked on,
which
too.
Which I also worked on as well. Mm-hmm. He co-owns that with my ex-husband, Phil McDonald. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I definitely have to give a shout-out to Dave.
And he's an advocate for our area. And
the
unsung mayor of our town.
Yes.
Was V's first advertiser, and he's advertised with the magazine for 15 years. And he's just a friend and a very successful business colleague to all of us in our area. But he's a significant pillar of the community, too.
He is, yes. Yeah. He's been a huge support to my family and continues to be. And he has a great eye for recognizing talent and for fostering that.
Yeah.
So, yes, Dave, I've worked with Dave since 2014. And So to fast forward to today, I mean, I've had an opportunity to work with so many clients, so I try not to spin my mind too much. But today I'm working with Libby Baker, interior designer. Yeah. She has an amazing team at Baker Design Company.
She does, and we're featuring an article on her in
next
the November.
Month, that's right.
Issues,
the
home
beautiful
design.
Home.
Yeah,
that
she's really, really good.
Renovated, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does amazing work. And I first met Libby because she was involved with the interior build-out for Black Bear and Grayton.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first time years ago
that we
connected.
She did a good job with that, too.
Yes, she did. And, so Libby and I have been working together, and she's a working mom, so that's been a great support because I'm doing the juggle just like she is.
Right.
And I've also had the opportunity to work with Carrie DeGregorio for Rose & Company, which are the beautiful flowers.
Always the absolute best, most gorgeous flowers. And no one, yes. hands down, I mean, she wins.
Yes.
She wins. And yes. she's always been so clever and creative. And we've known her for a really long time.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
So,
That was surreal to be able to work with Carrie in the opening of Rose & Co.
And then you're working with Greenway right now, St. Joe.
So most recently, I've started working with Greenway Station.
Yeah, which I
love.
And
developer Ricky Rukus, mm-hmm. yes. And that's in Seagrove. And then also Ambrosia Restaurant.
Yep.
I just started with them.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
Beautiful, amazing restaurant and cuisine, amazing service.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't been, definitely
I
on
have
your
not,
list.
And I'm sad to say that, but I will make it a point to get there
yes,
soon.
Yes, it'll be worth
I've
it.
I've heard great things about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, hope, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I'll like, if my mind can think of somebody that we might be missing,
yes.
Shout it out, and you can do the same too.
Yes.
But I'll throw in here now just to keep the story going in that, yes, you had Olivia when you started with your brother, but then 1 year later, you... Less than 2 years later, then you had twins.
I was blessed with twins, yes.
The beautiful...
Christian and Ava.
Ava.
My 5-year-old twins,
yeah.
yes. Boy-girl twins.
Mm-hmm. The most beautiful kids that... People can make.
Yes. yes. Props to Phil.
Right.
Yes.
Props. And you. Yeah, for sure. But
right.
yeah, they are such good kiddos. And so, you know, let's talk about being in business, owning your own business, going through like life transitions.
Yes.
And how you weather all of that and different things that have happened to you along the road.
Yes. Well, I will say... Now where I'm currently at, I realized that there were times earlier, and I'm sure it was, and it felt real at the time, where you go through different periods of being humbled. Mm-hmm. The most recent walk that I've had in the last few years of being humbled has superseded anything that mm-hmm. I feel like I walked through before kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the timeline of my business, and before it's like two totally different worlds. The world that I had in the first, I don't remember how many years, but... that I had my business, let's say 8,
mm-hmm.
that I had my business without kids, wildly different than, you know, when you decide to start having children.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, of course, that I was going to have so many in a short period of time,
mm-hmm.
but things work out as they do. So, mm-hmm. yes.
A blessing, though, even
yes,
though it was hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the short of it is that I have been very humbled in the last several years since becoming a working mom.
Mm.
And I definitely underestimated just the like acclimation period of that and the way your heart is sort of pulled in mm. different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But
you figured it out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're figuring it out. Everything's,
you figure
everything's
it out
a process, right?
You do.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a process. You figure it out. And you become so grateful for grace and how God puts certain people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And how things end up working out, and you just continue to trust, and
mm-hmm.
you just sort of look back and go, wow, I'm still here, and I'm
right.
still doing it, and I'm still
right.
thankful to be
right.
receiving checks and making it happen, and I'm able to provide. Now I'm a single mom,
right.
having gone through divorce,
right.
And so there's just a lot of things that, you know, when you were younger, just starting out, that you didn't necessarily know were going to be a part of your path, but then it happens, and you just, again, you learn to trust, and...
Right.
Here we go.
And then you were talking yesterday about your team that you've had also
yes.
Past, present, and
mm-hmm.
That many of them also were working moms and that they
yes.
have been a support too, which is great
yes.
because you have to take cues from how is somebody else successfully doing, which by the way, looks very, very, very difficult to juggle to me, and it always
yes.
has, you know? I
yes.
mean, it's such a... an amazing gift to be a mom. It also is something that, you know, will take everything that you have, right? And
right.
you have to figure out how to make everything happen, like superwoman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every mom is a superwoman.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And then you had three
even the
ones
that aren't working. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah, even more so the ones that aren't working.
Right.
Because, yes, they just challenge you in ways you didn't know you could be challenged. yes, the team, you mentioned the team
yeah.
aspect. I only operated solo for a few months when I started my company. And very early on, I linked up with Jenny Etheridge,
mm-hmm.
who has a background in PR and marketing. And she's awesome in so many ways. And she's weathered through so much with me. she also contracts with some other clients, but mm-hmm. she's been a constant for me, not only through the business, but just there as a friend and mm-hmm. as a mom. She became a mom, I want to say, a year before mm-hmm. I did. And so she's been there along the way to, you know, just support me and mm-hmm. be an awesome friend. And
that's great.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, a few others along the way. Marisha yeah. Coulson, yeah. who now is walked into, she's able to step away and focus on being a mom of two. She just had her second mm-hmm. this past year. And most recently, I've started working with Samantha Peterson. And mm-hmm. she's younger. She's in her 20s, mm-hmm. so no kids.
That's good
stuff. She's bringing that younger energy from the social media yeah. side. So I've always operated with a team. Mm-hmm. Around me, because that's where all the beauty happens is right. when you collaborate and
very
versus
true.
Being like a one man ship.
Totally. So. Yeah, very true. So, you walk through some challenges.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you're on the other side, mm-hmm. right? And,
I hope so.
Oh, I'm sure you're on the other side. So. We're always on the other side, right? Eventually.
Yes. Yes.
Soon, God willing. Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
Thing.
What's that?
No, I'm just saying you never know. So I'm always like, I'm not going to get,
Yeah. Don't say that.
I'll be okay.
You're good. You're very good. Don't
yes.
worry about it. Any tips, any advice for working moms or people that are going through challenges and how you've overcome them or forged ahead?
Yes. Well, if I only had a short minute or two to answer this, it would be, I have heavily leaned on my faith. Mm-hmm. And I very much returned to my faith back in 2018, 2019. And it was definitely a process mm-hmm. of God calling me back. And I was stubborn at first, but mm-hmm. boy, he definitely did a number in terms of like just stripping some things away from me. And I just fully surrendered in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of support from you mm-hmm. and others that God put in my path. So,
yeah.
I have had a lot of I see things now very differently. And I look back and I can't believe that, you know, I walked through so many things without mm-hmm. him. And now I'm so grateful that he was always there and he was welcoming me back with open arms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm in a different place. So now I can't say enough that if you have any inclination or any pull at your heart to just run towards that.
Yeah.
All the way.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I find, you know, life challenging like everybody else, right? I mean, because nobody, you know, is unscathed by challenges of their own, right? That's mm-hmm. just life, and you have to figure out how to grow and whatnot. But I literally could never have done this business or like survived in my own life and been sustained had I not had the faith that I have and the backing basically of feeling like God's in my corner and yeah. You don't have to do it all on your own, and you can definitely do so many things if you understand that
like right.
principle, that if you have a heart like that, it does help you really do some great things and get
yes.
through some really hard things too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh yes.
So, what do you feel, what is your business, future hold for you? Like when you think about it, are you still in like that holding pattern on, oh, I'm surviving. I'm so glad I'm surviving. Are you projecting into the future on some new things that you might want to do, some new ideas? What's cooking?
I mean, I will say that I'm very open right now.
Yeah.
Very open, and I'm staying in trust, and I'm praying on it, because I will not say that it's incredibly challenging to, I have 50-50 custody with our kids, mm-hmm. and I have them, it's week on, week off, and I'm trying to find, you know, like the formula and figure out the new normal, and I'm still very much in real time trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I don't know, but I'm praying on it. And I'm grateful for the flexibility, and I'm grateful for the clients that have been so supportive. And I'm just trying to heed, like, you know, his way of showing me which way he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
But so much of my days are still, because even on the weeks that I don't have them, I'm still involved in my kids' lives, and
right.
I try to see them as much as I can. So I'm trying to figure out the formula, you know, like God, family, work. Because you have, you know, you work is how you provide.
Yes.
And everything comes from Him. So I am just honestly just like in the space of just trying to stay open of how do you want me to manage all of this? How am I going to do all this? Because I know I'm not doing this without you, God. So,
right.
And things are very different than I, you know, how I thought they were going to go. So I don't, honestly, I don't have like an amazing vision board mapped out. I'm still in a little bit of recovery mode. I'm walking it out from the last few years, and I'm taking it day by day, and just kind of amazed that I'm still here doing it.
That's great.
Most days, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
So, highlights. Tell me some highlights, personal or professional highlights of your life.
Well, professional, I should say, there's a few people that, and I know I'm going to leave some out, but that I haven't mentioned that have been awesome to work with through this. Jake Meyer,
yes,
with I Will Design for Food,
yes,
who I met while working, with you,
who's an amazing designer.
Yes, like, he's an amazing,
incredible.
Yes, and he's behind a lot of brands. He's behind Yolo Board, and Black Bear Bread Company, and a lot of other companies. He most recently also did the Salty Butcher.
Yes,
at that's Greenway Station.
Remarkably,
those beautiful well graphics. Done. Yes, so. Yeah,
and Jake Mike Ragsdale?
Yes, I was going to say. And also Mike Ragsdale. Like when I think of mentors over the years, I met Mike, might have been 2007 when I met Mike and Angela. It was through an event at Kaliza Pool.
Yeah, that we did for the Change the World Foundation.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was Change. That's right. Again, because I'd been seeing his, some of the stories that he was writing in the Seaside Times. So I first met him through his writing, and then I met him in person, and I'm like, who is this cool guy that actually has a background in PR? Because I'm, you know, I had, anyways.
He hadn't started 30A.com yet, had he?
No, he hadn't. He hadn't. So I was able to, I had the privilege of working with Mike, and then also just becoming, getting to know him as a friend, and his wife, Angela, who to this day are still dear friends of mine. Mm-hmm. Now they're on the other side of the world because they're amazing travelers. But
Yes. Thailand now, right?
I think so. Yeah. You have to stay tuned.
Yeah, you
Facebook
do have to stay tuned. Yeah,
to know. But he was an amazing mentor to me so many different times over the course of the last 15 years. And so definitely have to mention Mike and his support. And I mean, highlights, there's so many I could mention.
What about when you moved to Brooklyn? What was that like?
That was an amazing creative experience. It was more spiritual for me, I think, in hindsight. And for Phil, it was an incredible opportunity to advance his career. And also, we have to give a shout out to my dear friend, Aaron Campbell. Aaron is how we got up there. And if it wasn't for the opportunity for Phil to chef with Campbell Cheese and Company, which now it's called Campbell and Company in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Do they still own it?
They do.
Oh, that's great.
Erin and her sister, Alana.
So great,
Then I don't know if there would be a Black Bear. So we have to definitely acknowledge them because they were the ticket to get us up there. And then from there, Phil went on and worked for an incredible restaurant group up there. That was a wild experience. I dealt with some homesickness. I did not expect that. But it was good, and I'm glad we did it. And that was definitely a learning period for me.
That sounds fun.
New York is awesome. It was fun.
Yeah, New York is awesome.
Yes.
We love a good New York fix.
Yes.
But living there is something else.
It is. It would be nice if someone paid for your rent.
Rent is very, very high up there.
Yes.
Well, you have any keys of or tips for someone that might be starting a business? Maybe even a woman who's starting a business and how to go about it and how do you find the courage and how do you muster it?
Be appreciative of mentors. Mm-hmm. If you find that you can get a good mentor, anybody can, but just like heed discernment, heed your intuition. Once you feel like you've found a mentor, just be so grateful for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Nurture that. Mm-hmm. Never forget it. Mm-hmm. Just arm yourself with knowledge and obviously, it's going to take a lot of courage to do anything on your own.
Right.
You're going to just sort of get used to being terrified.
That's pretty true.
It's a big part of it. So, you have to embrace that and just like walk through the fear of it.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to bring up that I mentioned yesterday, and I don't want to miss it, saying it and saying it to you and publicly, is that, you know, I had watched your walk over the years, and, you know, we've been in and out of each other's lives as, you know, people do that have known each other for 20 years. Right. But I do remember back then when you were really cooking and in the groove, maybe even like before kids, you know.
It was probably before kids.
When you had such a voice. Mm-hmm. And you have so much to say, and you're so smart, and you have a great point of view that a lot of people want to hear. And I know that you had started really owning that on Facebook. This is before Instagram was even here, but, you know, that was a platform, right, a social platform, mm-hmm. and you were really, you know, talking about things that you were interested in and organizations and just, you know, your point of view. And then, you know, life gets in the way and you get batted around like we all do, right? You have to find mm-hmm. your center again, like a lot of times. Right. You just have to recenter yourself and keep going. I just wanted to remind you that you have a voice and you have a lot to say and you should say it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I recognize that I have that comfort level of allowing other people, like I hear it a lot that people, you're much more comfortable promoting other people and putting other people in the spotlight. So I'm still working on finding my comfort level with
it. Is much more having, comfortable,
yes,
not being
sure
the front man.
Yes,
it is mm-hmm. having somebody else be it. But then sometimes some people are called to be the front man.
Yes,
you know, and then even if you don't want to do it, it doesn't mean you're not supposed to do it.
Right,
and you know, you just have to like that's also. Would require courage.
Yes, yes.
To break yes. through that, because yes. that is very difficult to actually do that. It's hard to do, mm-hmm. really hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I also have to say that since I started working all the way back to the beginning when I first started working with you, up until even the invitation to do this podcast, you have always given me these opportunities to put myself out there. And typically my first instinct is always no, and I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. But then I learned a little while back to trust you mm-hmm. and to just take a breath and say, okay, yes, I'm so excited for the opportunity. Thank you. And I'm always glad that I do. So for some reason, I mean, early on, you definitely were always there to encourage me. And yes. So... Wow. Yes, I definitely wouldn't have had the opportunity that I've had along the way had I not met you at the timing yeah. that I did. Because in this area, I thought it was really cool that, you know, I'm in college and I get an internship with this professional from Boston mm-hmm. who had all of this agency experience. And somehow I could have this
in
here
a little
at the
teeny
beach.
Beach town, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Always yes. thought of us as a small, big company,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, yes. always thought of it like as if I was running a company in Boston that was big. And even yes. though we were small and even though we were boutique, it's been since the beginning, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's a good way to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was my training too, because you can't be from there and not have some something going on to,
right.
you know,
to
push
weather
you
through
to
that.
Weather through that.
Yes,
yeah,
I can only imagine.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Part two, but really everyone's only seeing this today, but it's all good. And I think it was a good interview and I'm glad that you came back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for watching and listening. And I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.